One of the duties of the fitter at Blenarthal was to renew the water column bag at Darnlinspittle. Now, in the past, as you know, up at Darnlinspittle, the highest degrees of frost, and it used to have leather bags, and they had then introduced canvas bags. Now, the canvas bags, though they were good, didn't freeze up so bad, they were very easy torn or damaged by the firemen when they replenished the tanks and the tender for water. During the time, a letter had come from Perth, from the district engineer, that as the fitter was doing this duty, it was now being taken over by the district engineer's staff, which were renewing the bags at Darnlinspittle. So that was quite all right. And one evening, which I was in my lodgings, the back shift chargeman came down and he says, you'll have to go at the Darnlinspittle. There's an engine with a good strain and he requires water and he's only got about a half an inch bobbing in the gauge glass, which was at that time a very drastic position to be in. And I asked him, I said, had you seen the letter regarding the procedure now for the district engineers at Perth? Oh no, he says, I missed that. So I returned with the foreman back to the shed at Blenarthal, and we got the letter out, and there was a phone number at Perth. So I lifted the phoned Perth, and they take down the particulars. Yes, they would send a man out first thing in the morning to renew the water column bag. But the man said, but the engine is now standing at Blenarthal, at the Darnlinspittle. So it has to be done immediately. So, there was a sort of a, well, it's our job. Anyway, the man put down the phone and he got in touch with the shed at Perth to get somebody to authorise the return of the fitter's duties regarding the bag. So it was sanctioned that I had to go up to the Darnlinspittle, also we got a Fairburn tank with a new bag, and we had now proceeded to Darnlinspittle. We got the Darnlinspittle and we had now renewed the canvas bag, and the engine was replenished with water, and there was still just the water was just bobbing the glass and no more, and we got the engines filled with water. Next day, a letter had come from the superintendent of Perth stating that it was reinstated that the fitter would do the water column bags at Darnlinspittle.